Blog Talk Radio.
What you working for? Going hard. A big house? A new car? Lead your life like a Hollywood star? But do you know who you are? Or do you know what your purpose on earth is? All the materials you worship is worth it. It ain't about money, cars, and clothes, and everything that glitter ain't gold.
Hustle, hustle, hustle.
Hustle, hustle, hustle.
What are you hustling for?
Good question.
You say it's all about the money and not perfection of your soul. In the gutter where your mind at? Ooh, I bet the devil like that. We let him have his fun, but now we got him on the run. Muhammad got the devil on the run.
That's right.
Farrakhan got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Jesus got the devil on the run.
That's right.
We got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Muhammad got the devil on the run.
That's right.
Farrakhan got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Jesus got the devil on the run.
That's right.
We got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Black on black jaguar.
Black on black jaguar.
Bilal is the jaguar.
Bilal is the jaguar.
Hamam is the jaguar.
Hamam is the jaguar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Black on black jaguar.
Black on black jaguar.
Bilal is the jaguar.
Bilal is the jaguar.
Hamam is the jaguar.
Hamam is the jaguar.
Sublime with the punchline. Spiritual warrior. Live from the front line. My third eye is precise as a bird's eye. Everything looks small, that's what I call fly. Before your past words gotta decode it, I'm lyrical with minds. Witness the explosion. The mouthpiece carries 16 rounds. Every 16 bars, another MC down. Do what I wanna do, the architect told me to. Destroy all you sellouts and who you sold it to. I came to bring the game, freedom and justice. Ain't no equality, ain't nobody hot as me. The technique symbiote to my survival. Lyrically, I can go my life unrivaled. Microphone checker, the diabolic one is the oppressor. But in this case, we the aggressors. I'm on the higher echelon, enlightenment. The sun is absorbed by my melanin. Black jaguars, we the best, gotta represent. Devils hate to see a black man with intelligence. Praise to Allah, I deliver the message with poetic justice, rhythm and eloquence. He left his message with those who believe it happened in the divine rhyme scheme of things. They won't beef, but I'm a vegetarian. One nation under God, soldier Samaritan. Now everybody raise your right hand and say, permission to fall into Muhammad right.
Muhammad got the devil on the run.
That's right.
Farrakhan got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Jesus got the devil on the run.
That's right.
We got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Muhammad got the devil on the run.
That's right.
Farrakhan got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Jesus got the devil on the run.
That's right.
We got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Black on black jaguar.
Black on black jaguar.
Bilal is the jaguar.
Bilal is the jaguar.
Hamam is the jaguar.
Hamam is the jaguar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Black on black jaguar.
Black on black jaguar.
Bilal is the jaguar.
Bilal is the jaguar.
Hamam is the jaguar.
Hamam is the jaguar.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder, comforter, leader, teacher, and guide in our midst. And I greet all of you, the listening audience, those of you who have joined us in the chat room, and those of you who have joined us by telephone. And, of course, my host and our distinguished panelists, and our greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you, dear brothers, and it is my distinct honor and privilege to present to you a man who has dedicated his life to helping the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan resurrect a mentally and spiritually dead people. This brother is committed to expanding our knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Please allow me to present my minister, my brother, my friend, my wali, student minister, James Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum to you, sir.
Wa alaikum salam. And always in the name of Allah, with the assistance of Allah. I greet all of you. We thank him first and foremost for his Messiah, the exalted Christ, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, through whom we have been given the wonderful example of the quality of a human being. He is deliverer, he is warner, he is reformer, and of course he is our redeemer. The man of whom I speak is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We invoke the names of these men, for without whom we would not have anything of any value to say to anyone. And so we thank Allah for them. And I want to greet all of you with the greeting words of peace of Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Wa alaikum salam.
And, you know, my dear sister and queen Aziza, you know, I'm never going to get used to your introduction of me. However, as our esteemed guest and panelist, our beloved brother and student regional representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Minister Tony Muhammad would say, as he has shared with me on a number of occasions, brother, accept that validation. Is that right, Brother Minister?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. I am all praises due to Allah. I am very pleased tonight, honored, and feel very privileged to host once again our beloved brother, student minister Tony Muhammad. In my humble estimation, he is one of the foremost defenders of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the message, teaching, and program of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and he defends not only in words, but in deeds. And as such, I want to give him, by the grace of Allah, as much latitude as he desires to take in his expression of defense of the minister. And if you would permit me, as I am inclined to do, I'd like to just read some scripture, both from the Quran and the Bible, as foundational stones for our talk this evening. The first of which would be from Isaiah, the first chapter, to the fifth verse, and it reads, and of course we always seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. In the vision of Isaiah, son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and listen, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know my people, do not understand. Ah, sinful nation, people laden with iniquity, offspring who do evil, children who deal corruptly, who have forsaken the Lord, who have despised the Holy One of Israel, who are utterly estranged. Once again, that's Isaiah, the first chapter, 1-4. And now the Quran. It is from the fourth surah or chapter, the 111th to the 112th ayat, and it reads as follows. And again, we seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. And whoever commits a sin commits it only against himself. And Allah is ever-knowing, wise. Whoever commits a fault or sin, then accuses of it one innocent, he indeed takes upon himself the burden of a calumny and a manifest sin. All right, by the grace of Allah, it is my great honor and privilege to present to most of you and perhaps introduce to some of you our brother, a warrior, a defender, an intellectual, a scholar, in my humble opinion, in terms of the proper exegesis, the current and relevant exegesis of both Quran and Bible, our brother and student representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, holding down the West Coast, Brother Student Minister Tony Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Minister.
Wa alaikum salam, dear Brother James and Brother Kareem and Sister Gidget. And to all of those who are listening, it's an honor and a privilege, an extreme privilege for me to be on these airways to give to the best of my ability what I do know of truth and that of which I am willing to be responsible for. So I'm just honored, brother, in this hour to be a defender and a student representative of a man who have been defending our foolishness for so long.
That's
a man who has stood in between God's punishment of us and our deeds, a man who by his stripes we have been healed. I am honored to know that I'm not just with a man called Farrakhan, but I believe in my humble opinion, we are with the man of the book who come in the volume of the book, one who is the fulfiller of all of those who come before him. And as many can brag about, they was with the Lord 2,000 years ago, I and we can say I am with a Lord today who reminds me of all of the prophets who came down the wheel of time. So I'm honored to be on this show to speak to you and the audience about our leader and where he's going and why God got him doing what he's doing in this hour to save our wretched life. So I'm honored, dear brother.
Well, again, the honor and privilege is ours, Brother Minister. And as I stated in my introductory remarks, we want to extend to you as much latitude as you're willing and wanting to take in your expression of your defense of the minister, his message, the current direction of the Nation of Islam. And so, dear brother, however you wish to approach it is fine with us. I do have a couple of questions that I'd like to pose to you. So if you'd like me to pose a question to you right now, or you just want to share more of the message,
well, before you pose that question, dear brother, for your audience's sake, I want to lay a base, and as to how I would try to answer your question.
Yes.
And I don't want to answer any question by just coming up with some hocus-pocus kind of stuff or be fancy with words. I want to lay the base to those that are listening on how we have been taught and how we have been trained by a master teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has taught us from the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that when we read this book, a book that after we were spiritually and mentally destroyed by an open enemy, listening at what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
when we came here on those boats, we were closer to the reality of God than we are 400 years later. Before, we were stripped of our God, our name, our religion, our culture. We knew emphatically who God was and is. 400 years later, We have a false reality, false ideas, misconceptions. We've been turned inside out, upside down. We have taken a lie for the truth and truth for a lie. And that's what Satan told God he was going to do with his chosen people. And so my premise and the basis of our talk will be from Scripture. Scripture.
Yes,
in the word Scripture is the word script. I live in California, Los Angeles, to be particular. I've been up in Hollywood, and I have seen many people who write scripts. But after they write those scripts, they hand those scripts to a casting director.
Come on.
Then there are many pretenders who line up to play the role of real-life characters. And the casting director have a kind of understanding of the character, the emotional attitude of the person that they wish to play, and then they put one actor after another one on the stage to see who best can mimic the character of which they have written about. Well, the Bible and the Quran is the same. It's a script. God wrote it. It was pre-written. The question is not who is the historical Jesus or who is the historical Moses or who is the historical Isaiah, the historical Ezekiel. The Bible has been written and it's run because God said there is nothing new under the sun. The question is now, who is playing the role Jesus today? Who is playing the best role of a Moses today? Who best suited in the black leadership in America, or leadership in general? Who is fulfilling the Jesus of today? When Jesus said, if you be my disciple, any man who follow me, my enemy will be his enemy. See? And so therefore, that's what I look for. I don't just look for who talk about Jesus. I'm looking at who's walking in Jesus' footsteps. I don't want to hear nobody who's talking about Muhammad. I want to see somebody who's living out the life of a Muhammad. See? A tree is known by the fruit it bears, and a man and woman is known by its work. So we shouldn't just listen. We should look. And our problem is we're doing a lot of listening, but we ain't doing no looking. And one who ain't looking is blind. Listening can be hypnotic, but looking can be freeing. And looking is revolutionary. So we have to look as well as listen, see, and find out who is playing these roles, who is fulfilling this time, where at the end of time, Satan and God is going to war. And so that's my basis. So any answers or any questions that you ask, I'm going to be searching out Scripture, and I'm going to give you my best exegesis of understanding of what man and what entity and what circumstances is living out these roles. Minister Farrakhan said a Bible is prophecy to be fulfilled. It ain't just some history that happened yesterday. We're not talking about no Jesus who walked around in Palestine where the population of Palestine wasn't but about 400 people, and all he had to do is talk to 50 people. According to that time and that number, that's the multitude.
That's right.
It's relevant to the number of his time. But Jesus said it was expedient that he go away so that another would come at the end of time. See, he didn't represent the end of time. We're at that time right now. And so my answers will be based on Scripture. Our job is to make these scriptures relevant to today, to 2013 and in the future. So my answers will be in present perfect and future perfect tenses. That's what I will attempt to do on the basis of any question anyone have to ask me.
All praise is due to Allah. And certainly, brother, it bears witness, the time and the circumstances of the time bears witness to the truth of what you are saying. I'd like to refer back to some of the minister's words and quoting what Abraham Foxman said regarding him and the Nation of Islam. He states, and I quote, "Louis Farrakhan is the only African-American leader." And then he states, "Your words," this is the minister speaking, "your words exactly, sir, as they appear in Haaretz news article published in April 2013. You see? And so your statement, Brother Minister, that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is walking in the footsteps currently of that and of whom it is prophesied of historically. And so, Brother Minister, you know, I just love to hear you address these things. Could you expand on that? Louis Farrakhan is the only African-American leader. Some would take issue with that. And I'd like to hear you expand and expound on that statement.
Yes, thank you, dear brother. I'll do the best I can with that. Well, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has said to us, that those today, dear brothers and sisters, and we got to deal with the Bible. We got to differentiate between a real Jew and that Jew who is faking as if he is a Jew and he is not.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a Christian, I admonish you to pay attention to Revelation 3 and 9, where Jesus talked about some Jews who say that they are Jews and they are not, but they are of the synagogue of Satan. So therefore, you have to know the differentiation between a Jew and Satan, because Satan makes devils, and anybody that Satan controls, he knows who he got under his control. And that which Satan cannot control, that which Satan cannot say belong to him, he has to say that Minister Farrakhan is a leader. Why? Because he's independent of their influence. Everybody else
That's
is
right.
under the influence of the powerful Jews, or I'm not going to even give them that kind of credit, brothers and sisters, because I don't want to do a broad stroke of people and say all Jews. I'm talking about them lying Jews, the liars who is saying that they are Jews and are not. There are some Jews trying to practice their purity of their religion. But there are many, the ones that are running their mouths, the ones that are really the haters. See, when a man is telling you another man hates, it could be because he's the real hater. Because the nature of a criminal is he criminalized everyone else so that his criminality cannot be seen. And that's why they know Minister Farrakhan is the true African-American leader, because the rest of them they got. And that's real.
Yes,
and the
sir.
Jews, they have said, dear brother, they have said that they tried everything they could to destroy the reputation of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, no matter what they did to try to destroy his rep and who he really is. He kept getting bigger. He started being more loved by the people. See, a lie is the only thing that shrinks in the midst of things thrown at him. But a truth, when you throw lies at the truth, it gets bigger. And they cannot move him because he's fortified in his father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and is backed by God. And that's what you got to know. The Jews said, we've made everybody bow down except Louis Farrakhan. We do not have him. And he now has to do his job. It is written of him to unveil Satan. It is written of him that he now has to prove to the people who are the real Jews and who is the real children of Israel. And that's what you see, brother. It is a showdown where God and the devil is fighting for the heart and mind of the people. And the question that we should be asking is, whom in Scripture is Louis Farrakhan fulfilling, and what role in Scripture is a Foxman plan, the ADL, the JDL, all of those who try to say Minister Farrakhan teaches hate. See? Show me where his hate has produced its product. Now I can show you where their hate has produced their product, where many who are calling themselves Jews, how they control every school of thought. And so that's what we're dealing with today. And it is Minister Farrakhan's job to face them. It is his job to pull up their skirt, brothers and sisters. And so he's not caught up with the Jews. They're caught up with him. People are saying, why has the minister got his attention so much on the Jews? Well, many of you wasn't saying that every time Minister Farrakhan tried to do something to help black people and Jewish people start attacking them, you didn't say, why do the Jews have their attention so much on Farrakhan? But now that he's responding, now that he's confronting Satan, it is worrying many of us who have established a relationship with them, and it's making us question whether we're right in our relationship with them, or will they now attack us because of what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is saying. Well, we're in that hour, brother, where God is drawing a line in the sand, and you're going to be on one side or the other. Today, you will not be able to straddle. You will either stand with truth or stand with falsehood. Either the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is telling the truth, or he is outright lying. That's why you have to hear him for yourself. You have to view the time and what must be done every Saturday and weigh every word he's saying. I guarantee you, you will not be able to say that man is lying to us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, Brother Minister. And thank you for your words. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, in concurrence with what you said, he said, I interpret that as meaning the Nation of Islam and Louis Farrakhan are the only ones we don't control. I interpret that to mean that Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam may very well be the last man standing in the way of your successful capture of black leaders, your successful capture of black professionals. Now, that's an interesting yet telling statement, Brother Minister. In 2013, that word capture implies the same thing that it implied when the slave master and slave trader brought us from Africa and deposited us in the shores or on the shores of America. In 2013, we are still captives. Can you address that, beloved?
Yeah, well, that is really quite simple, dear brother, and thank you for your question. I mean, it is written in the scriptures. Satan said exactly what he was going to do. And brothers and sisters, it's right there in Genesis that the seed of Abraham was going to be held captive in a land that is not theirs, not just captive physically. Because we can't say that he still have us physically chained. That's not the captive that he has now, but he have our minds captivated. And what has he done to us? He's put false ideas into us. See, he have us acting other than ourselves. He have us into sport and play. And in fact, brother, you see, our birthrights have been stolen. He knows, meaning the Jews, many of these scientists, wicked, deceiving, knowing Jews, know who Louis Farrakhan is, know who the Nation of Islam is, they know who black people are. But they have to hide that fact, because when we wake up to the fact of who we are, brothers, then we shake them from our very life. They can no longer be a leech in our soul or in our spirit. So now we're holding on to false ideas about who we are, a false God and religion about who we are. And that's why the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that many of these people that call themselves Jews, they are a well-dressed-up lie. Look into the black community. Here we are, the naked truth, not knowing who we are. And as long because we don't have a thorough knowledge of ourselves and who God is, brother, they will always hold us captive. But it is written that a man was going to come and cut that umbilical cord. It is written that the coat and the ass was going to be taken from them, and the Lord would tie them into the source of reality and into the source of God. And that's what Louis Farrakhan is doing. That's why he is the last man standing, because he has the courage, brother, to confront Satan. He has the courage to call Satan out. And when you see a courageous man standing in the midst of cowards, his courage and the energy of that courage put courage in other potential cowards and make them brave men and women. And so, therefore, we will remain in ignorance as long as we have been destroyed. And how did we get destroyed? For the lack of knowledge. What knowledge? A knowledge of self, a knowledge of God, and a knowledge of the devil. That's what they fear in Louis Farrakhan. They fear the truth coming from the mouth of that man. Because when you read the Bible, you read in St. John in the 8th chapter, there were Jews arguing with Jesus, man. They fought him night and day. And Jesus told them, wait a minute, I'm just a man who speaks the truth. Why would you want to kill me? Why would you want to destroy the nation of Islam? And all we have ever done was spoke the truth. And then Jesus told them, and the truth can't do nothing but set you free. And what did the Jews say in reply? They said, what do you mean we be free? We've never been in the bondage to no man. And at that time, Jesus, in that chapter, looked at those Jews. He said, ah, then I know you. You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you shall do. He didn't stop there. He started saying, I know your history. Then he ran the history all the way back to who made them. He said, I know your father. I witnessed you from your beginning. You are a liar, and you are a murderer. See? And then Jesus said, but you seek to kill me, a man that have not told you nothing but the truth. And to your audience, all you deserve to know is the truth. You don't need somebody saying Louis Farrakhan is teaching lies. You need them to say, well, he's calling you to a showdown. He's saying, get your scholars and face me in the public. And you cast and I cast. All black people should be encouraging Jewish scholars and leadership. If Louis Farrakhan is calling you out, then come to the fight. Stop shallow boxing on the tree and get in the ring with a real opponent. So that's where we are, brother. You know, the scripture describes us as a foolish people. The scripture describes our condition as an ignorant people. The scripture describes us as a people who have been destroyed for the lack of knowledge. But God now has put a man in our midst. And his job is to lead you to all truth and bring those things back to your remembrance. Minister Farrakhan, in my humble opinion, brother, he is the modern Jesus dealing with the modern-day Jews. He is walking right in the pages of both Bible and Quran. And I'm telling you, family, look at Minister Farrakhan, look at Jesus. Read about Jesus and watch the minister. He ain't trying to do that. God have him now, man, in his bosom. Minister Farrakhan is yoked. He's locked. He can't get out of who he is. He has to be who he is in this time. We have been told we should be looking for the return of Christ. Well, what if he's in your midst and you don't even realize it? And that's what I have to say on that wise, dear brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brother minister. And before we go on, Sister Queen Aziza, if you would you please share with the listening audience and the online audience how they can participate in this discussion this evening?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Those of you who are joining us via chat, please type in your questions. Those of you who are calling by telephone, please press 1 on your dial pad, and we will take your question. And I have a couple of Facebook questions for Student Minister Tony already.
Yes, ma'am. Well, certainly, Brother Minister, I'm sure you're desirous of entertaining them. So go right ahead.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. Go
ahead. The first question comes from Sister Carolyn, who wants to know that the minister said that they are trying to take away the First Amendment right. She said, "Freedom of speech. Are you saying that freedom of speech is a lie?"
Am I saying it, or is it?
Well, I guess she would mean, is the minister saying that freedom of speech is a lie, the First Amendment right?
No, the minister is not saying it, but his detractors, because he's got so much truth on his side, they want to silence him. And the enemy, the Jews, if you go and read the Bible, you know, the Sanhedrin never could prove anything Jesus was saying was wrong. They were just casting names at him. Oh, he's speaking blasphemy, you know. Or he's ungodly. Or he's a hater. Oh, what's coming out of his mouth is going to hurt the Roman authorities. Well, they're doing the same thing. And now many in the Jewish community, many of the Jewish authorities are trying to go to Congress and go to the Senate. They're trying to get the laws changed. And they're trying to say anybody who teach hate should be barred from teaching in this society because of the climate of terrorism. So they're trying to make it appear that what Minister Farrakhan is teaching invokes hate, and that is not what it is doing. So many of them are trying to strike down the First Amendment so that the minister cannot keep casting truth at falsehood. So they're doing it. Minister Farrakhan, he loves the fact that in America one has the freedom to speak, and one has the right to say what's on his mind, whether they are right or wrong. And he's exercising that freedom. And the more he exercises that freedom, you'll see that freedom being taken away.
Yes, sir. Okay, and I have a question from our beloved brother Philip from Mosque Number 7 in New York. Brother Tony, he wants me to ask you, what fountain of youth does the minister drink from, in your opinion, and how does health play a role in the time and what must be done?
Wow. Thank you. Well, from my opinion, number one, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is plugged directly into the source of life, and that's Almighty God, Allah Himself. He is the direct servant of Almighty God Allah. So if he's tied into that stream and he's tied into that energy, see, then he is tied into the fountain of youth, because God is, God will always be. There is no end to the life of God. Number two, whenever you see a man like Minister Farrakhan, if you listen to him, his mind is never in the past. See? An old man thinks of yesterday. A young man always thinks of tomorrow. Minister Farrakhan's mind stays into the future. And he keeps his body physically around the youth, that which has energy. And so he's thinking how to live, and he's eating how to live, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said he should, and he's plugged into that source of life, Almighty God, Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, and his Christ. And so therefore, as long as his mind is on those two, and lastly, I would say he is sinless. Not that he don't commit a sin. Hell, I don't know. I've never seen it. But when a man don't have no sin, see, then that man can't be ill affected by no negative energy. He have no buttons that people can push that causes him to shrink in the midst of nothing. See? So when a man is sinless like that, there is no weight of something that he did wrong to no one. I don't know of anyone I could think of. I've been around the minister a long time. When we're at his table, I've never heard him negatively speak against no man. See, he only speaks the truth. And so, in my opinion, that's why he's holding on to his youth. When you look at that man, he is 80 years in numbers, but he looks anywhere between 35 and 40 every day. And because he is in and plugged into that source of life. So Allah has preserved him for us, and he is an example that we should try to live a life commensurate to the life that he lived. And we too will hold on to our youth.
Yes, sir. Okay, Brother Phillip said you touched on a whole lot and even more. You touched on everything and even more. So he appreciates your answer, I'm so sure. I have another question from Brother Michael, who says, do you know of any cases where Muslims or supporters of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan have been falsely charged by the RRF or any other policing agency with trumped-up charges or crimes for defending or supporting the minister?
Well, I don't know of any directly who have been charged, but I will say this. They are getting ready. You know, they're gonna falsely charge a lot of us. And I'll say this. All of us who are listening that are members of the Nation of Islam, we have to be very careful that we have to represent nothing but truth. We have to go the way the minister said for us to go. We have to deal with no games of chance. We have to be careful with how we reply when people attack us verbally or in written form. See, but our enemy, he right now, the FBI, the CIA, see, the NSA, this young white guy, who Allah just revealed to the world. He's made the world to know that they are listening to every phone conversation, every fax, every email, every tweet, every text. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said this to me once in Phoenix, Arizona. It was a group of us. He said, brother, the enemy is so afraid of the Nation of Islam. He has the money and the power to put an FBI agent on each believer. And he will do that. And some of us, he's going to cause us to do something wrong, and they're not going to charge us. They're going to put it at his doorstep. So I don't know of anybody personally, but I do know that they're mounting up cases on a whole bunch of us, and I'm probably one of them. So whatever he's going to do, he needs to bring it. And whatever he bring, he needs to double it. Because we have a God that's able, man. You see? So we all better get ready. You know, none of us have been promised that we're going to get to the hereafter on the other side. Some of us going to get a knot upside of our head. Some of us are going to be falsely accused, evil spoken of, put in jail. So we might as well get ready. And we're not going to shrink in this hour because we know he's going to come, dear sister. It is written that he's going to come. And so I say all praises are due to Allah.
Yes, sir. Okay. Brother Michael says thank you. Brother Phillip says thank you so much.
Oh, no. Thank them for their great question.
Okay. I can't pronounce the sister's name. Oh, goodness. She's going to kill me. Okay, it might be Ashanti, Sister Ashanti. She says that the minister is backed by Allah, Almighty God. People should not jeopardize themselves or get in trouble for defending a man who needs no defense. Why are we defending Farrakhan? Okay, Sister Ashanti wants to know why we are defending the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Thank you, dear sister. That's a great question. Well, we're in that hour where if the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and he is, in my opinion, he's walking right off the page of prophecy. And if he is being attacked, and if we are his disciples, it is our absolute duty that as he has defended us, we in this hour have to defend him. we have to send a message out to the enemy that not only is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan backed by Almighty God Allah, but he's backed by all of the Allahs that surround him.
What's that?
And so when they say something against him, we don't want to be like those silly disciples in the days of Jesus that when the enemy came, they even acted as if they didn't even stand with Jesus. We don't want to be in that hour when they bring him into the court. See,
ahead,
the court that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is in now is the court of public opinion. So he's already defending Allah and defending the truth. Well, we are on his defense team, and we have to do our part in his defense to these wicked, deceiving, so-called Jews who sit in high places. So we, too, he has the sword of Allah. Well, we done sharpened our little knife, and as the minister is piercing him in his brain and piercing him in his heart, we're going to be cutting away at his Achilles heel. That is our job. That is our duty. He don't have to fight alone. We're going to get in the ring and fight with him. He's handling Satan. We're going to handle the little devils who've been ill affected by Satan, hopefully to turn them around. So that is our job, that we don't leave Minister Farrakhan out there alone and by himself. This day, everybody who loves him should be defending him. And you're right, sister. He really don't need no defense from us, but it gives us credit. See, it makes my heart feel good that I can stand up and say who my daddy is. Hell, he defended me at a time when I couldn't defend myself. So I owe it to him, and I owe it to Almighty God Allah. I want to be in exchange with him. And so, therefore, when he casts, we're going to cast. So you're absolutely right, sister, but we, too, have to get in this fight with our dearly beloved brother and let him know that he ain't going to fight alone today, and we want to beat prophecy. I don't want to be like those disciples, and I'm not going to sit here on this phone and say, I ain't going to be like Peter. I ain't going to be like the rest of these cats, Thomas and them. I don't know. I pray to Allah that Allah remove all fear out of my heart, all false ideas, so when they do come, I pray to Allah that I can look the devil in his cold-blooded blue eyes and speak truth regardless to whom or what. So that's what you're witnessing, sister. We are delighted in defending him. And I pray that you too, and even if you don't, see, it's okay. Then stand on the sideline. I'm not going to sit back and just watch the game. I don't like watching the game. I like playing the game. I like being in the game.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
right.
So that's it, sister, but that is a good question, see. But if they put their hand on the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, there are many more of us, and this is not a threat, but there's many more of us that they will have to arrest and put their hands on. And God will move on the enemy. So thank you for your question.
Yes, sir, and we have a wave, an influx of additional calls, so let me remind the listening audience, those of you who are just now joining us by phone, if you have a question for Student Minister Tony pertaining to the time of what must be done, Part 22, or any other question, please press 1 on your dial pad, and for those of you in the chat room, please type your questions in. But those are all the questions for now, Brother James.
Thank you very much, Queen, and thank you, Brother Minister, for your wonderful responses to those questions. You know, in line with that, Brother Minister, I was reading an excerpt from a message that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was delivering to a gathering of laborers in 1964, and one of the statements he made was that we, as his laborers, should recognize that when he is attacked, then we are attacked. And he said in words, what good is it for you to wait around and wait for me to give you an order to retaliate? It is not that we should not defend the minister, and it is not that we should not retaliate. It is just the minister is guiding us as to how we should defend so that in our defense, we won't open ourselves up or him to any unnecessary suffering. But we have an obligation, as student minister Tony Muhammad stated. We have that obligation to defend our leadership, the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and we don't necessarily have to wait until he gives an order. He shouldn't have to give an order. We must rise up and defend him whenever he is attacked, but we just do it in the best manner.
That's right, and that's the beauty. We do it in the best manner with no hatred, no vitriol.
That's right.
And we are taught in the Quran that when, you know, we fight with whatever weapon the enemy brings. The Quran said, and we did this, and we did that. He don't have to do it alone. Trust me, he is the point man. He's out front.
Go ahead, Brian.
And we go the way he go, you know, and we boast in the Lord. We boast in our God. See?
That's right.
We don't have no weapon of mass destruction physically. The weapon of mass destruction we have is a high order of truth and the willingness to tell it.
That's right.
And if you don't mind, gentlemen, may I make a comment? Because I need I have a need to address Sister Ashanti's question.
Go ahead.
Pardon me.
Go ahead.
You know, a lot of people look at this situation that we, the believers, are defending Minister Farrakhan. I just want to remind the believers and anyone else who has a question, we are not defending Minister Farrakhan. And we are not defending the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Excuse me, but we are defended by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I want people to make that, you know, to have that understanding. That it is he who stands before our open enemy and defends us as a people. It is he that brings forth the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad to make us the men and women of God. And in us, you know, he resurrects us. So he is our defense against our open enemy. So he is a sole defender of a people. And I want people to understand that. So, yes, we support our minister, our leader, our teacher, our guide, but he is backed by Allah and his Christ. So, no, he does not need our defense. However, we need his. Because
he
goes up against those that we dare not to go up against. He speaks out against those that other minute powers are afraid to speak against.
Because
he stands on truth with all risk at hand. And he fears no one but Allah. When we are in our corners and under our beds and under our tables, shivering and shaking, and when we are conforming to this way because we too afraid to stand up and follow the way of truth and follow the way of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it is this man who has been out front. So he is the defender of us. And I just want to make that clear. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, and thank you because,
yes.
You know, I love hearing Allah express from the feminine viewpoint because what you've done is brought some things in line for me, and you're right. The thing that we can only do is be a witness, and you're right. What she's hearing is not a defense. You're hearing a witness of the man. We are bearing witness, Sister Gish, and thank you, Sister Aziza, for that because that's so correct, man. Thank you for that viewpoint, you know, because that is, for me, that is the correct viewpoint, and that is we are only a witness, and that's what happened when Jesus was put on trial. Nobody came to be a witness, and we are witness bearers of his defense of us and this truth, so thank you.
Yes, sir. And if y'all don't mind, Brother Kareem Muhammad out of St. Louis, Missouri has a question. Brother Kareem, your mic is open.
Thank you. And first and foremost, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, who came to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is indeed due forever. And in the name of his last and greatest messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and in the name of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, yes, our defender, our redeemer, I greet the listening audience, Brother Minister Tony, Brother Minister James Muhammad, and you, Queen Aziza, in the greeting words of peace of assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. Wa alaikum salam, sir.
And I first want to say that I'm thoroughly enjoying myself, because this is right on point with the time and what must be done.
Mm-hmm.
My question, I'm going to get right to it, comes from Revelations 2 and 9, Revelations 3 and 9, and also the Holy Quran, Surah 15, starting in Ayah 29. But it reads like this. It says, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. That's Revelations 2:9. Revelations 3:9 reads, Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. And in Quran, A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim, seek refuge in Allah against the accursed of Satan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it reads, So when I have made him complete and breathed into him of my spirit, fall down making obeisance to him. So the angels made obeisance, all of them together, but Iblis, did it not. He refused to be with those who made obeisance. He said, O Iblis, what is the reason that thou art not with those who make obeisance? He said, I am not going to make obeisance to a mortal whom thou hast created of sounding clay, of black mud fashioned into shape. He said, Then go forth, for surely thou art driven away, and surely on thee is a curse till the day of judgment. He said, My Lord, respite me till the time when they are raised. He said, Surely thou art of the respited ones till the period of time made known. He said, My Lord, as thou hast judged me erring, I shall certainly make evil fair-seeming to them on earth, and I shall cause them all to deviate, except thy servants from among them, the purified one. He said, This is a right way with me. As regards my servants, thou hast no authority over them, except such of the deviators as follow thee. And surely hell is the promised place for them all. It has seven gates. For each gate is an appointed portion of them. Sadaqallah, surely Allah speaks the truth. And my question is this. Those two passages from the Bible, the passages from the Holy Quran, talking about the synagogue of Satan, how does that relate first to the open devil, to the open enemy who we know who he is, the one who perpetrated the greatest act of identity theft in the history of the universe? Mm-hmm. And then how does it relate to those among us who perpetrate that they're with us? But as it said, he would make them of the synagogue of Satan. And that's my question. How do those three scriptures relate to the time in which we're in now? As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you, dear brother, for your powerful question, but more importantly, thank you for those powerful scriptures that you gave. For in those scriptures, what Allah has done, He's given us the attitude of a people. See? So you get to hear the attitude. You get to hear the reasons why. In the attitude of some Jewish people who have been parading themselves around as if they are the true chosen, and they was given the right to do that for a time and a provision until the day of judgment. Mm-hmm. They asked for respite. They asked for a time. God gave them a time. And God promised them that at a particular time, one would be raised who is to bring the truth, and then they would come against that truth by doing what? Doing the same thing their father taught them to do, and that is tell lies. And that's what you see is happening. And then he blitzed them just stop there. He said, if you leave me alone with them, I'll go from in front of them, I'll go in from behind them, and I'll go in on both sides. Then he blitzed say, I would even come to them as if I am a sincere advisor. What does he say? Right. I'll go to them in the name of help to hurt them. And Allah says, do it. You'll get them all except the purified one, the one who will have burned from them their impediment. They'll have no buttons that you can push. See?
Come on, brother.
They will be standing with the messenger. You will not be able to get those who are in obedience to Farrakhan. See? You will not be able to get those who have taken the prescription that my messenger have given to the true believer. The true believer, his immune system is so strong. You can't get my messenger, nor can you get those who follow him, except for those who in their mind they have doubt, brother. Mm-hmm. And the minister said that when they come out, brother, when that dragon opens up his mouth, that floodgate of propaganda, and with technology, see, the technology that the enemy got today, they'll make an angel look like the devil. And many of us who are not rooted in this truth, and many of us who have not exercised our own devils, why does Muhammad and any Muslim murder his devil that's in him? Not some devils on the outside, some devils that done got into our reactive mind that's on the inside. And if we don't murder those devils, then those devils, when they are hit with that assault of propaganda, some of us are going to believe it and get washed away with that propaganda. And our foundation is going to be shook. So, dear brother, it means two things. That this enemy that's on the outside, the covers of being directly pulled off of him so that he can be seen by the entire world. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is being used by God to show the whole world who Iblis is today. And while that's happening on the inside of the Nation of Islam, the enemy who have been sent into the Nation of Islam, see, that enemy is going to be revealed too in 2 to 3 periods of time. Many of us have to get to know who our enemy is. Minister Tony, I got to know who my enemy is and get him out right now so that the inside enemy won't be affected by the outside enemy.
Come on, brother.
Come on. And those of us who don't do it, see, we're going to get ill affected, and the rest of us will see who you are. When they march in front of the court, the so-called fake Muslims who said that they are with our leader, when they march, those people in court, it's going to surprise a lot of us who they are. Let me say this. I pray Allah. I beg him.
The minister.
I beg him for his help and his assistance that I can exercise my demon. I do not want this enemy to be able to manipulate my imperfection against me, that I can go against a man who ain't did nothing for me but help me. So we're in that purifying period of time. See? We're in that time where the only way through, the only way to Allah is through this fire.
That's
see?
Right.
That we don't have to go through this fire, brother. The hardest enemy to kill is the one within. It's easy fighting an enemy on the outside. Brother, the hardest thing that I have been doing is dealing with my agreements. And I have to break all of these false agreements because this enemy done studied everybody in the Nation of Islam, and she knows all about us.
That's right. See? So it's some cleansing going on, man. God is going to cleanse the world of the evil doer he blessed, and he's going to cleanse the nation of the true believer, and he's going to separate the true believer from the hypocrite and the weak believer. I pray a lot that I'm in that number when the saints come marching in, because the minister, God is using him. He's about to bring it all to a head, brother. All to a head. And we better find each other in this hour. See? Find each other doing what he say do. See? And I pray to Allah that we respond to Allah and his messenger when he calls us to that which will give us life. See, respond, when you look up the word respond, it means to a treatment or a service.
Come
well,
on,
the minister, God. He's given us all the ammunition we need and the medicine that we need. All we have to do is take it, brother, and move out on it. So that's what I believe you, that's my understanding of what you read. You just gave us the attitude, see, of Satan, the attitude. And look at the Jews, man. They think they're better. Look at A. Foxman. If you say anything against Jewish people, watch how they attack. You mean to tell me no Jews have committed a crime? Not one Jew has told a lie? You don't have no Jews who robbed banks? You don't have no Jews who have committed espionage? You don't have no Jews who murdered somebody? See, you think you better. And they walk around as if they are better. And that's what's going to get them taken out, brother, because the truth is on the scene today. So I pray to Allah that I've given some answers to that powerful question you asked, but you read some very, very powerful scriptures, you know, that many of us are going to be made of the synagogues of Satan. But let me say this. Many in the real purified Jews, they're going to come and worship at the minister's feet. Brother, many of them are going to thank him in the name of Allah for separating. They, too, is waiting for somebody to fight against these false Jews who hiding themselves in their religion as if they are Jews and are not. And Minister Farrakhan have the courage, and that's what's going to make them come, brother, and worship at our feet, because we're moving into point number 12.
Come on.
That's right. See? Well, and there's going to be a universal government where we're going to rule. And we're not going to rule with hatred. We can't be no new races. See? We have to be purified of all of that. And they're going to worship at our feet. And they're going to know that he, God, loves us, brother. We are the last men and women standing. You know, and that's my understanding of it, man. You all got me feeling so good.
All praises be to Allah.
All praises be to Allah. Thank you, sir. Oh, man, thank you, brother. Thank you for that, those scriptures, man. You gave up his attitude.
All praises be to Allah. I love this engagement of the audience, and I'd like to continue. Sister Aziza, are there any more questions? Those online who want to enter into the discussion.
Y'all, there's a question from Brother Akbar. Brother Akbar said, do we suspect that the government was holding something over Representative John Conyers to make him turn against the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan? And do you think he possibly did it to protect his wife?
Well, you know, say this. I don't know if they have anything that they're holding over his head, but I'll say that if John Conyers or any of us fear the so-called powers that be, see, they don't have to have nothing over his head. All he has to do is fear them. And that which you fear has become a God besides God in your life. So it could be that Mr. Conyers is suffering from polytheism, and it could be that the enemy have something on him. See? So whether they got something on him or not,
He fears them. And the thing that makes you fear got you under control. If you fear your husband, you should pray to him. If you fear your wife, you should pray to them because that's your God. If you fear a dude standing on the corner looking mean, then that's your God.
That's right.
See? Mm-hmm. The Jewish lobbyists are very powerful, see? And if he fears that they're going to put falsehood and tell lies on him, if he can't stand with a man like Farrakhan, who he knows is telling the truth, then what you are seeing in John Conyers, you are seeing a semblance of Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate knew that Jesus didn't do nothing wrong, but the Sanhedrin put so much pressure on Pontius Pilate that Pontius Pilate turned his back on Jesus and let the Jews make a lie and false charges and touch him. So John Conyers is a sign of other Pontius Pilate that were in government.
Wow.
So he's a sign of a Pontius Pilate type. He's a type. You know, it's a whole bunch of them like that, that are black and serving in the government. He was bearing witness to the truth, and the Jews punked him out. So the Jews, you know, and they said that in the Quran. Wait a minute, how are you going to choose a God? We didn't give you permission to choose no other God other than the God we represent to you. You can't come here. You shaking your head in agreement with Louis Farrakhan, a man who's revealing who we are. Punk him right on out, you know. I feel sorry for my brother. I pray to Allah that he gets the courage, no matter what they going to do, take a title? What they going to do, take all the money they done gave him? So he's a Pontius Pilate type, and there are many in government, there are many in leadership that are like Pontius Pilate. They know Farrakhan hasn't done no wrong to any man, but they worship and honor the Jews as if they are a God besides God, and they are not, you know. And I'm telling you, dear sister, and I watch that's happening in the church. When the Christian pastors read that Talmud, when they read that book, they need to question the Jewish leadership themselves. They need to say, wait a minute, do you all believe what is written in the Talmud, a book you all wrote with your hands?
Come on, brother. Minister.
They need to be questioned. They can question our Al-Qaeda. You know, do y'all believe that you should strap on a bomb and go, well, do you all believe that you can walk in front of a church and spit? Do you rabbis believe that Jesus is boiling in his excrement? Do you believe that? That's in your book that you writing about my Christ? Do you believe that you can mess over heathens and people that are less intelligent than you, and it's okay to mess over people that are non-Jewish? You can lie to them, you can conceive, you can scheme on them. See? Oh, man. Man, look, our leader, he's pulling it out. So Mr. Conyers is a type of a Pontius Pilate, in my humble opinion. I see him as a Pilate type.
Yes, sir. Brother Minister, and thank you for that. And if I may say, Sister Gidget, you know, and, of course, Brother Minister Tony, you know, one of the objectives that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is achieving in this is the proof and the manifestation that God is present. What better way to establish that reality except that one from the ranks of the former slaves rises up with the backing of God and his Christ and takes on the most powerful enemy that the world has ever produced. And the byproduct of pursuing this objective is to put the people in the valley of decision. Our brother John Conyers is in the valley of decision. All of those who hear the truth and the word of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, they are put and we are put in the valley of decision. So you're right on with that, Brother Minister. And let us continue. I'm so fired up. Let's get some more out of the audience, if we could, Sister Queen Aziza.
Yes, sir. Okay, area code 706-706. Your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Walaikum salam, sir.
Yes, sir, this is Brother Eddie. I'm good to talk to you, Brother James, Minister James, and Sister Queen Aziza. And an honor to
you. Oh, walaikum salam, dear brother. How are you?
I'm doing fine, doing fine. And I was also honored to get to speak to the man who used to watch as a child, Brother Minister Tony Muhammad. It is indeed an honor, sir, absolutely.
It's my honor, too, dear brother, to be with you.
My question is brief. It's based on some experiences I've been having with some of the, our people, really. And, you know, we're talking about the enemy. We're talking about synagogues of Satan. We're talking about the adversary. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that our unity is more powerful than an atomic bomb. Mm-hmm. I would like the comment, or rather, some ideas, rather, expounding upon how do we, as believers, and those propagating the faith, even though we're teaching, we're not necessarily be making new registered Muslims, but we are trying to unite our people. And I had a particular brother today. He was talking to him, and he was, you know, saying, I may not necessarily agree with the exegesis of Elijah Muhammad. I know about him, and I respect him, and I'm for our unity. So he said, I'm willing to work with you in these things. But how would you advise or mentor our brothers in the nation to talk to our people who may necessarily never want to join the nation? It's not their cup of tea. But how do we bring the message to unite and let us work toward a common goal, to unite behind Muhammad's economic blueprint? How would you, or what are your comments on that?
Oh, thank you, dear brother. That's a good question, and it's very, very, very simple. You know, whatever we can unite on with my brother, we don't evaluate for him, nor do we invalidate. But he says he's unity. Very good. Then we stay right there. I remember once at the table of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, dear brother, I remember him saying to a group of us, his ministers, his student ministers, he was saying, brother, everybody is not going to run up under the banner of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but every word and teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad will influence everybody. So if there is some influence of the teaching that our brother is being hit with, if some of the influence is blowing on his mind, that's beautiful. There is something that he's in agreement with us. We stay right there. See? And whether he becomes a Muslim or not, the Quran is the most ecumenical book that we have, man. We accept Christians. We accept Jews. Anybody of any faith tradition. And their reward will be with their Lord. And all we have to do is keep giving him the time and what must be done. All we have to do is keep letting him, brother, just listen to the minister and watch, see? And the more he listens to the minister and watch things unfold, see? That's our job, brother. We are just a watchman. And our job is only to warn the people. You and me, we are not the converters. Only Allah can convert him. But as America, start going down as a result of Minister Farrakhan's prophecy. Everything the minister say will come to pass, and all we got to do is tell him what the minister is saying, brother. Farrakhan said, check this out, brother. Listen at the minister while we're working on this economic thing together. You see? And all you got to do is do that, supply him with that. We already have him wanting to unite with us.
Come on.
And on his own time, and in the good time of Almighty God Allah, as America go down and we come up, he ain't going to have no choice but to run into Muhammad's ark for safety. He will at some point, if it please Allah, he will seek refuge, brother. The minister, I believe, is going to get all of our people with our good help, not our bad help, our good help. See? So you, when you are interfacing, when I'm out there interfacing with the people, brother, I'm not trying to convert nobody. I'm just trying to represent the truth to them and get them to see it on their own. and stay up next to them and be consistent, because when I start thinking I can convert, then I'm trying to be God beside God. I just want to be an instrument through whom God can work through to help get our people. So if we keep that kind of attitude and let Allah in his own good time get them, you'll be all right, brother. To me, sound like you're already doing the right thing. You just need to be validated.
Yes, sir. That's all praise is due to Allah. Well, that's, you know, the Quran says repetition is good for the believer. One thing that is true about the nation, and my brother, student minister Sean Muhammad here in the Gaza, he always says to me, the nation is the easiest thing in the world because everything's already either done or already figured out.
Come on now.
So I'm talking
no,
to the
brother, that's real.
So, you know,
hey,
great
brother, I'm going to steal that line. I want to steal that line. So tell your student minister, you're going to hear that coming back at him, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But may Allah bless you, brother, in going after our people, man, you know, by being there and just be there next to them comfortably, brother. And the Islam that they see will be the Islam in you. Every time you walk, they hear the mob. Every time you talk, every time you walk, they see the nation. Every time you talk, they hear the nation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's the one thing I remember that really was, or should I say, it impressed me most. And forgive me if you hear a little noise. I'm in a grocery store. But the minister said that in time what must be done, I believe it was in one of the first five. He said, this is not the time to hide your allegiance. This is the time to declare what you say.
That's
so
right.
I believe we have to be fearless. We just have to do it. We may not necessarily in every single public situation we're in shout out Allahu Akbar, but whenever a word comes up, we don't tailor our answer to hide who we are. We just do it.
That's real.
I let Allah handle it. You know, if we're afraid, then how can Allah back us? So
that's real,
that's
brother.
Where,
and the people are looking for us. Walk your post in a perfect manner. Be accept your own and be who you are. Don't hide. Don't take the bow tie off. Put it on.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Don't take the Nation of Islam pin off your lapel. Keep it on there.
Yes, sir. As our brothers, one of our brothers says, one of the soldiers love to say, it's bow tie season.
That's right, brother.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Bow tie
well,
and headpiece.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I thank you for the time.
Headpiece is for the sisters now. Bow ties.
That's right. Hey, make it plain, brother minister. Yes, sir.
Thanks, brother. I love your spirit, sir.
Thank you,
yes,
brother.
Sir, I love you.
May Allah continue to bless you, brother.
Yes, sir. And I wanted to say, Minister Tony was one of the brothers when I was small. My father joined the nation when he was about 23. And I was about 2 or 3 years old. And as we came up watching the ministers, Minister Tony was like one of the celebrities. He was one of, no offense for the same, but Minister Tony was like, oh, snap.
Not at
Minister
all,
Tony's
brother.
On.
He's my mentor, too. No, he's
man,
my,
hey,
mentor.
Man.
He's
you
my mentor,
say,
too,
I,
brother.
You say I and was,
no,
brother.
Not at all.
You're
go
speaking
ahead,
in
brother.
The past tense.
Yes,
you mean I was a, I ain't a celebrity no more. I was a. Dang, I lost my celebrity status, brother.
Not with
no,
us,
man. No, sir, never. But that's, I think that's
but
what
brother,
I love about the nation.
Let me say this to you, though,
yes, sir,
brother.
Go ahead.
Brother, you are the celebrity, man. You know, it's our job to transfer knowledge.
That's
you know,
right,
and it's your race with us in it with you, dear brother. Take this to the ends of the earth, brother. And the thing that Brother James and I, when we was young, coming up in the nation, brother, we stayed in touch. We went after people. We went after the youth. We didn't let nothing stop us, man.
That's right.
We heard what the minister said. We moved out on it. And that's what I want to see you doing, because you are the celebrity in your sphere of influence. Wherever you go, you are your own universe, man. And it's your job to be the sun in your universe. And it is your job to let the light from you travel at 186,000 miles per second, hitting the mind of everybody in your community at the same speed, and you too will have people spinning, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got that power. So I want to be saying in 2 years from now that, brother, you are the, now you got to be the celebrity for my babies. You got to be the celebrity for my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
You got to return that favor.
Yes, sir. Well, as I already have an awkwardness taking compliments, so I just say I'll praise you to Allah.
That's right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Well, thank you, family. I love you all, beloved.
Man,
we
love
you,
too,
brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam.
See you in the hereafter.
Right along, Queen Aziza, is there anyone else in the audience that'd like to enter the fray, if you will, the discussion?
No, we got some new callers, and I think I just want to remind them, if you have questions for Student Minister Tony or Student Minister James, please press 1 on your dial pad. Again, those of you in the chat room, you can type your questions in, but Facebook is wearing me out. I think some people may have a problem getting into the chat room, so they're coming on Facebook. And I have a question from Brother Kurt. I think it's Brother Kurt. Yeah, Brother Kurt. He says, what programs does the minister have as an alternative for those who are seeking jobs and since Obama's two terms have failed?
What alternatives?
Yes, that the minister has since Obama's two terms have failed for people who are seeking jobs. And I know we already know the answer to that one. So go ahead, Brother Tony.
Well, if you look at what the minister has taught us, you know, dear brother, when you come in the processing class or you come to the Nation of Islam and you look at our way, we don't go asking our enemy for a job.
Mm-hmm.
The mentality of being like Lazarus, laying at the gate of the rich man, begging for the crumbs that fall off of his table that he don't have. Not only do he don't have bread anymore, he have no crumbs to give you because he's already licked them up himself.
Come on, brother.
Therefore, God is drying up his kingdom. Dear brother, when I watch, I'm out here in California. I watch our people that are called Mexicans. I watch them cross the border. I'm sitting here at the Pacific Ocean. I watch the Koreans come over here, just got off a boat yesterday. They did not go get in no line for jobs. They just looked into the black community and observed us and saw that we was not united enough to do for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the Mexicans go get pillows. They standing right now on Crenshaw Boulevard selling socks, selling T-shirts, selling fruit, selling oranges and apples. And I'm watching black people reaching out of the window, giving them money and taking their product. I'm watching the Koreans. I'm watching them take hair that we buy and set up hair care product stores, and I'm watching us run in and get fake nails and get fake hair and get toothpaste, and we're getting hair care products. What is wrong with us?
Come on, brother.
Come on.
And in 2013, we have to beg somebody. The bird is not in no line asking the white man for a worm, nor are the ants standing in the welfare line asking for some stamps. See, we have to be intelligent in this hour. We have to have a mind like God. We have to be responsible. Say, well, I might as well get up off my rusty dusty, put a few dollars together, find a product that I can put in exchange with my people. They will buy from you, brother, with the right attitude. See?
That's right.
The greatest profession in the world is a salesman. Just go and observe the projects. Go look at what our people are doing. Do they eat eggs? Well, can't you go down to the farmer's market and get a wholesale price on some eggs? If they're getting eggs and they having to pay $3 for them in the store, maybe you could get it to them for $2 and make a dollar off of every crate of eggs you sell. If you sell 100 eggs a day, that's $100 a day, 7 days a week. That's $700 a week. You might be on the come up side, brother. So I'm saying to you that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is trying to prick the energy and the consciousness of the God inside of us. He's trying to kill the Lazarus, the beggar, and he's trying to call forth the God who is responsible. See? He don't blame. I can't blame the white man for giving up the job. He don't have no more job.
That's right.
But there's enough need in the black community that if we served our own people, brother, we can knock the Koreans. I ain't trying to knock them out of business, but, hell, I don't have to condemn them. All we got to do is set up a clean glass next to a dirty glass. So
that's
I
right.
say accept your own, do for yourself, be yourself. So we got to learn how to pool our resources, dear brother. See, you got to find five other brothers like you. Pull your resources together. Go and study the black community and see what our needs are. And then you service those needs. See? And I guarantee you that you do it with the right spirit and for the right intention, our people will patronize you. I see it happening
right.
every day. So,
that's right.
Time out for Lazarus, brother. We can't have the mind of Lazarus.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
It's a very beautiful
yes,
answer, Brother Minister. And, you know, to our beloved, with respect to our brother and or sister who posed that question, you know, Allah says in the Quran, O messenger, deliver my message. And if thou do it not, thou art not my messenger. And if thou do it, I will protect you from men. This is a clear delineation of the messenger job, to deliver a clear message. And no one in heaven or earth can say that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has not done his job. It is our responsibility to make the word flesh. It's our responsibility to take his guidance. And as you said, Brother Minister, unite our nickels, dimes, and dollars, our intellect, our resources, our gifts and talents, and get together with like-minded brothers and sisters and do something for ourselves. Thank you for that answer, Brother Minister.
Oh, no,
that
man, you're welcome.
Is the way. All right, let's roll on. Dear Queen Aziza, anyone else in
yes,
the audience
sir.
Or online?
No, sir, not at this time. No questions yet.
Well, I might have some coming in from Facebook. Well, let me say this, if it's okay. I don't normally do this, but I want for anyone who you don't have time to ask your questions, you can certainly on Twitter,
that's
you
right.
can send me a tweet at Bro or Bra Tony Muhammad, B-R-O, Tony Muhammad. It's at Bro Tony Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Follow me on Twitter.
And he is
live
and well on Twitter every day.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I really tweet when the spirit hits me or if somebody asks me a question, you know. But this is just a beautiful, beautiful platform, you know. And to all of the believers who are out there in the social media, you know, just really making the commission of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad known. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I commend everyone who typed in a sentence or a word to get this teaching out there to try to save our people from our sins and from our wicked ways. We just got to keep warning our people and be patient because in Allah's due season, everything that we put out there, every seed of truth, that we put out into the atmosphere, it will find root in the people. And Allah will be the nourisher and the sustainer and the redeemer of them in his own good time. All we have to do is plant the seeds and let Allah do the rest.
That's right. That's right. All praises be
okay,
to Allah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have a question from a sister, Yvette.
Yes, ma'am.
We have time to take another question?
Yes, ma'am. By all means. We're going to
okay.
bring it all the way
Sister
up
Yvette
to the
says,
last second. Go ahead. I'm sure our brother is ready. Go right ahead.
She says, how important is it for us to get married? How do we stop from marrying out of fear and desperation because of the time?
Wow. That is a good question. How do we get... Say that to me one more time. I want to make sure I heard that right.
How important is it for us to get married, and how do we stop from marrying out of fear and desperation because of the time?
Well, Allah says in the Holy Quran, or you know, that marriage is one half of our faith. So it is important. You know, but it's not so important that we do it out of fear. Because when you do it out of fear, see, then therefore you're going to bring into your atmosphere that which is not in agreement with you. Don't worry about the time, you know, because fear cannot be the motivation that caused me to look for a man unless I make missteps, or a wife unless I make misstep. It can't be done out of a desperate situation. It has to be done, first of all, I believe that there is no God but Allah, number one.
Come on, beloved.
See? Number one, we got to believe that. And
that's
then
right.
Number two, I have to believe in Allah and his messenger. See? Number two, and line my mind up with their mind. And if your mind is lined up with Allah and his messenger, then
come
you'll
on,
have
baby.
The power to will into your atmosphere that which will, I would say, be a credit to you, will be a reflection of you. But if you're doing it out of desperado, out of fear, see, fear is akin to the devil. So if you're doing it out of fear, then you're calling a devil into your atmosphere. But if there is no fear, the only thing can show up is God and what God has for you. But if you're fearing and doing it out of desperation, or doing it out of some compulsion, of out of some ill attempt, passion, you see, then you are willing into existence, you know, from your lower desire, and that's all you're going to get as a fool. So don't fear nothing. You're not
that's
running out of time. We're just in the time. We ain't running out of time. There is no end to the black man. We have no beginning, nor will we have no ending. The only one running out of time is Satan and the devil. We got plenty of time, sister. We got the hereafter. So you ain't
that's
going nowhere. Don't worry about all of that. The only person that's on the clock is the enemy. You are not on no clock. So don't worry about that.
Okay. I am so trying so hard to accommodate. Okay, Brother Michael from Houston, Texas, has a question. Why do we continue to let Jewish people get away with calling the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan an anti-Semite when they are not from the Aboriginal people of our planet?
Well, I mean, maybe he don't mean to ask the question that way, because certainly we're not doing that. Maybe
that's
he's
right.
talking about black people in general, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But our people don't know that, dear brother. How would they know except they have a teacher? And how would they have a teacher unless he is sick? And
mm-hmm.
the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, that he has dealt with that. In fact, he broke that word down and cleared that word anti-Semite so beautifully for us a few lectures ago in the time and what must be done. And so you're right. We can't be anti-ourselves. We are a Semitic people.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are we a Semitic people, he said we are the true children of Israel.
Go ahead.
And so you're absolutely right. That's what we have to do. Now that Minister Farrakhan is teaching us, we have to take what he's teaching it and get it out to our people, see? We got to go out like a trumpet and sound the truth that he speaks and guide the people to that 52-week series so that their spirit, their soul, their mind can be awakened like your and my mind. We can't condemn them. We just teach our people. And you'll
That's
see
right.
that these dry bones are going to start shaking. They're going to start coming together because the trumpet coming from the mouth of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and those of us who are listening, we're going to take it to our people. They're going to wake up, brother, slowly but surely. But thank you for your question. We are dealing with that particular issue as we speak.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Michael, for your question. Sister Dana has a question. I thought we were not to associate with non-Muslims. If this is the case, we are not going to be successful with the standoffish approach. Okay. Okay, Brother Tom. I want to answer
well,
that so bad, but go ahead.
Well,
go
no,
ahead,
no,
Brother
no. First of all, I don't know who asked that question. Sister, our job is the resurrection of the dead.
That's
our
right.
job is to go after the 17 million plus the 2 million Indians. You know, now it's over 40 million that we have to go. By nature, they are Muslim. So
that's
how
right.
can you associate with somebody that's not of your faith? They just don't know that they are.
That's right.
You know, so it is our job to go after the dead. It is our job to continue the uphill road and the uphill struggle and to free the captives. So our people have been captive or captured by manufactured lies and false images and false ideas. And when you break them of those false images and false ideas, you just not are supposed to go into the effect of those who don't believe like you. You're supposed to have enough spirit. You're supposed to be filled with the energy and spirit of Allah and his messenger that when you go among non-believers, you're plugging them into the source of truth, and you are to turn them into what you are.
That's right.
So, no, we definitely go out and not associate with those, but we go out and teach those who are non-believers. That's what we do. So it is our job to get them into the process of resurrection. But we don't go hang out in the clubs. We don't go kick it with them. You know, we don't go swimming and partying with them. No,
That's
we
right.
don't do that. But we have to associate. You know, we have to go out and talk to our people. We have to go out and visit our people. We have to go out and knock on their door. Hey, they may be in there drinking. They may be in there smoking. But we have to get in there and teach them and show them a better way. So
right.
thank you for your question, dear sister. And I hope that, you know, I have given you an answer. But we were never told not to just go after our people. But we don't go party. I'm not going to no club. You know, I'm not doing that.
Yes,
dear sister,
sir.
I want to
okay.
hear you. Will you help? Will you give her your answer as well?
Well, you know, it's so hard to come behind you, Brother Tony. But I just wanted to say to the sister that, you know, this knowledge and these teachings are a blessing. And so we are never to be found being arrogant because we have them. Because to have them and not share them and to have them and not use them, you know, is a slap in the face of Allah when he blesses you to be uncovered. And when I mean uncovered, when he takes the scale off your eyes and when he takes the plugs out of your ears and allows you to hear and allows you to absorb and breathe the life of truth. Don't get it twisted and think that this is just for me. It is for you to use that life and that breath of life to breathe the life into your other brothers and sisters who are in the wilderness as you once were. So even though, like Student Minister Tony said, you are not to conform to the way of the non-Muslim, but you are to make your little light shine, so to speak, as the Christians used to say. Make your little light shine. Let that light of Islam shine like a beacon so that it can block out what they are off into now and guide them to the light and the truth and the life within Islam. So I just wanted to let her understand further what that meant. And, you know, we get information and we comprehend information in different ways. And so I don't want the sister to think that she is not to go out into her community or talk amongst her family or her friends about this truth. You are certainly commissioned to do that once you have these teachings. And that's what I wanted to share with Sister Dana.
And thank you, Brother Minister, as you were speaking on that, you know, sometimes you have to look through the question and probably see what the person, and I'm not saying my sister is struggling with anything, but sometimes we can't be looking for an answer. You know, well, how are we going to get our people if we are not out there socializing with them? Well, this is not to validate that you go to a party. How are you going to get somebody while they're drinking? You know, we cannot hang out with uncongenial company. You know, you can't go in a dope house and try to talk to a brother about the teaching, and he's smoking crack, and you used to be a crackhead yourself. You know, so we have to go after them and be and try to be in the best atmosphere possible. You know, I hear some people saying, well, we have to be able to get our people by speaking the language. And some people misinterpret what that means. You mean to tell me, brother, you got to go gangbang to get the attention of a gangbanger? No, brother. You got to go rob a bank to get the attention of a bank robber? What do you mean by you speaking the language of the people? Well, brother, I dress like this because I'm speaking the language of the people. No, on a like attract.
Come on, Brother Minister. Yes, sir.
Not like repel. You see, you have to kill your Negro in you. You have to show up like a savior. A savior does not look like the people he's trying to save. He looks unalike. That's what makes him the savior. That's what makes him attractive. He is not indulging in what the people are indulging in. If everybody else is at the party jumping up and being wild, he's standing at attention. So now everybody's wondering why this man's standing at attention. So no, I just wanted to kind of say that because a lot of young people, you know, not my sister, but in L.A., I found a lot of people trying to be slick with that piece right there, you know. You know,
yes,
because they're still trying to exercise their demons.
Go ahead, Brother.
Absolutely. And if you don't mind, Brother Kareem has a comment, and I have another question. I have a Facebook. They've been waiting for a while. I lost track of the question, but I found it again. So if you don't mind, Brother Kareem can make a statement, and we'll take the question from Brother Issa.
Excellent. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. And it was right in line with what you just said about folks trying to come up with an excuse. And it goes back to the story of Lazarus. If you remember when Lazarus was in the tomb, Jesus didn't go in the tomb. He stood outside the tomb and said, Lazarus, come forth.
Yeah.
Excellent
before
point.
He even, even before he told Lazarus to come forth, he told the people that were standing there to roll the stone away, meaning remove the obstacle. Get the obstacle out the way, just as you just said. If we are a shining beacon, when they see the God standing there walking and talking, that's the attraction. So you've already rolled the stone away. Then the Jesus who's calling says, come forth, Lazarus. When Lazarus come forth, because he have no will to resist the call of God being dead, then he told the people again who were standing there, he didn't do it. Lazarus didn't do it. He told the people that were standing there to remove his grave clothes, to take the napkin from his eyes. So really all I'm saying is that if you look at it, if we look at everything, including Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, in the light of Scripture, we have, as you said at the top of the show, our script. We see where we fit and what we're supposed to be doing. There is no excuse for not taking care of business. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, Brother Kareem.
Oh, my God. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. And, Brother, I'm sorry, he let me know I mispronounced his name, Brother Isa El-Assad. You know what I really want to call you. Anyway, his question is, now that the international community has accepted and registered a global identity of all victims of the transatlantic slave trade wherever they live, at what point will we make said identity and its implications the central focus of a political nation for our people? And if I have to read it again, I will.
I don't know. I can't answer that. I'm not aware that that has happened, and I don't have an answer because I haven't heard the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan address that.
That's
so
right.
Any answer that I will be given will be out in arbitraryville, but I don't have an answer for that. I have to study that and seek some guidance from the minister.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right, Brother Esau, that's your answer. And let me, okay. No other questions at this time.
Thank you, Queen. And I want to apologize to you. I can hear little fingers working, so I know.
Yes,
difficult.
It's been a busy night.
Oh, yeah,
if that brother is on Twitter, tell him to go to @LouisFarrakhan on Twitter and ask that question.
Okay, I will make that reference to him right now.
Excellent. Well, Brother Minister, you know, I want to thank you as we are winding down, hurtling actually towards the close of the show. I want to thank you so much for the time and attention that you're giving to the questions, as well as the exegesis and understanding that you are offering of the message of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I want to thank you too, Queen Aziza. We always want your input. As Student Minister Tony stated, the feminine expression of Allah. It's so very, very, very beautiful. And I want to thank the audience for your support of this show, your support of the guests, the panelists that Allah blesses us to have on this show. I want to thank you for your consistent support and your questions and your engaging us. This is the kind of show that we want to present. It's a forum wherein all who can and are willing can offer and express what is on their minds, relevant, of course, to the subject matter at hand. So, Brother Tony, we got about 5 minutes. I know, Sister, you have some announcements that you'd like to make, but I want to dedicate the few minutes that we have left to any closing remarks that our beloved brother has to state. Brother Minister, thank you again, and the mic is yours.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
And
I just
want
to say this before he speaks, sir. I mean, you know, if we have to go over, we may have to go over a minute or two because we just got a flood of questions. So we're going to try to accommodate. So, Brother Tony, you might have to, if you don't mind, maybe you have to hang out a little longer than usual.
Let's get right to the questions.
Yes.
No, go ahead and speak because I need to compile them.
Well, I mean,
so by the time
really,
you speak,
there's, first of all, it's always an honor to be on this conference and to be speaking to our people with you, Brother James, and Queen Aziza, and to my dear brother Kareem. You know, Allah says, wherever two or more gathered, he's there, and I can feel him. I want to thank you, Brother James, on behalf of myself and my family. I can't thank you on behalf of the nation. I can't speak, but I can speak for all of those who are true Muslims, that when you debated that dear brother, I forget his name, I want to thank you for teaching me something. I want to thank you for being the example of the spirit of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because as you debated a human being, a beautiful brother who appeared to be an antagonist against the nation and against the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, it was your careful handling of his mind, of his spirit, but at the same time, with the compassion of truth, you gave that brother truth. You defended the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan so much so that at the end of that debate, that man apologized and pledged that he would never say a slanderous or ill remark against the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And so that was not a debate. That was game that Muhammad won. That was better than Miami Heat playing the Spurs, brother. You brought it home. You was hitting three-pointers. You was slam dunking. You was coming off the bench. You slam, he falling. You help him up, brother. You hit him on his backside and told him good game.
Yes,
and
sir.
At the end of the day, brother, I believe Allah gave you the same spirit that he gave to Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, when Khalid of that time was an antagonist against the Prophet. But the Prophet stayed into the spirit of God and won Khalid, and Khalid became one of the great champions of Muhammad in his time. I believe that brother would become a great champion for the nation of Islam because of the way you handled him in that debate. Thank you on behalf of me, brother. Thank you for teaching me how to represent our leader.
All praise is due to Allah. And I can only say, after saying all praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I can honestly say, without vain flattery or insincere flattery, that I have some excellent examples in front of me in my 41 years in the nation, one of whom, no question about it, you are, Brother Minister. And so I thank you. I thank you for those words. But all praise is due to Allah, and I am humbled by Allah's mercy he's conveyed upon me by putting men like you and women like you, Sister Queen Aziza, in my life. Thank you. All praise is due to Allah.
All praise is due to Allah. Okay, I got three more questions. This brother calls himself Ultimate One God. He says, how can we start a movement of our own to support the minister if we are not Muslims but follow him as our only black leader?
Go ahead.
Okay. How can we start our own movement?
The question is, how can we start our own movement to support the minister if we are not Muslims but follow him as our only black leader?
Okay. I don't. Maybe I didn't hear that correctly. I'm trying to digest that, but something about that I'm not
Brother Minister, I think he is saying, how can we, who are not necessarily members of the Nation of Islam and do not consider ourselves Muslims, but yet recognize that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is still our leader and only black leader? What can we do, not being members of the Nation of Islam? How can we start our own movement in support of the minister and following the principles that he represents and teaches?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Now, that makes, thank you for that clarity, Brother James. And it's very simple. And it's very simple. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I believe, has earned the trust of every black man, every oppressed people, no matter where they are on this planet. I believe that God has cleared the deck of any leader. And the beautiful part of that brother's answer, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is not looking for everybody to become a nation to serve them.
Mm-hmm.
He has been trained from the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad asked him a question, brother. How do we feed the 40 million or more their daily bread? He told him to think in terms of the 40 million or more, not into the few followers of the Nation of Islam. He is to think for the entire people. So here's a man who, in my humble opinion, has a government in his mind. And as that government, the Nation of Islam is not just a group. The Nation of Islam is a real nation. And just like we support the American government, just like we pay taxes to a government who in return gives us nothing, then we can bank on, if we support the ideas of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the economic blueprint, whether we're in the Nation of Islam as a full-fledged member or not, we consider all black people in the Nation of Islam as a member of a nation that we are setting up for you. And so, therefore, then just support those ideas, support that blueprint, support the three-year economic program, and watch what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan returns. He's going to be building for us and producing for us farms, building schools, building hospitals. We are to enter into international trade and commerce. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan travels all over the world, making friends for us, opening doors in other countries who think to benefit from this great education we got in America. Now we have to go throughout and through the doors that he is opening for us. You see? So just like that Million Man March, when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan called us to D.C., 90% to 95% of the men who came were not members of the Nation of Islam, but they heard a man say to trust, and we cannot allow the enemy to break our trust of that man, so we'll support him. Look, if 40 million of us supported him with our nickels and dimes, see, what that man will give us back, good God Almighty, you'll be surprised at what 35 cents or a nickel a day, if 40-some people gave him that kind of support, he pledged his life that he would not mess over our people. He would not misappropriate one penny. So it's easy, dear brother. We love you, and you are our brother. We
That's
are family, and we need to unite today regardless to, you know, to what our beliefs are. The thing that binds us is we black, brother. Samey. And so I would say just get behind the ideas. Google the minister. Go on the Nation of Islam website, NOI.org, and follow the economic blueprint. And get in, dear brother, where you fit in. You are with us, and we are with you.
That's right.
It's just that simple. I've been waiting on a man like Minister Farrakhan all my life.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay. You know what? Let me say this. To all of you, I'm so sorry that the chat room was full to the point that you all could not get in, and I understand you all have questions, but still continue to send your questions, and I will make sure that through the Minister Tony and through the Minister James will get your questions, and I will get your answers back to you, because we just don't have enough time to accommodate everybody. But I promise these last two questions from Brother Hassan and Sister Nia. So, you know, Brother Tony, I want to say this before I ask this question. Huh?
I was saying they can tweet their questions to me, too. You can give out my Twitter address.
Yes, sir. Yes, and you can also tweet Brother Tony.
May I offer that as well?
No, I'm done. I think Brother James is trying to say something.
No, I was just asking, as a follow-up of your example, if they desire for me to respond to a particular question, I can also be tweeted at JM Region 7 Helper. That's at JM Region 7 Helper.
And I am at Bra Tony Muhammad, at Bra B-R-O Tony Muhammad. What's the question, sister?
Okay.
What are the other two?
Okay, well, before I ask this question, I want you to know I was hesitant to ask this question, but you are such a great defender of the minister, so I'm going to go ahead and pose this question for the sake of showing the people that we stand behind our minister. Mr. Hassan Garrett says, will they ever bring Farrakhan to trial for the death of Malcolm X?
Oh, my God. Well, you can't bring... Let me say this. Thank you, dear brother, for your question. And, you know, that it is, has, you know, look, our enemy, our open enemy, if they had any evidence whatsoever, any evidence, this man ain't playing, they wish they had something that they could prove.
That's right.
That the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan did himself to have Malcolm killed, he would have already been in a court, and he would have already been serving time. So they have nothing on him, you see. He did not kill Malcolm X. In fact, Malcolm X himself wrote, or in the autobiography of Malcolm X, he knew that at a particular time, it was not the nation that was after him. It was the government of America.
Come on,
and they have proven through COINTELPRO that they had infiltrated the nation, SCLC, NAACP, SNCC, CORE, the Black Panthers. They had infiltrated every black organization, brother. And their sole job was to find out who had problems and exacerbate those problems, make them bigger, that when they would argue in public, he would do the killing and blame the ones who was caught arguing in public. The minister has answered that, brother, for 20 years, and we're not answering that one anymore. They will never be able to charge him with the death of murder of Malcolm X. They ain't even worried about that. These Jews are worried about that truth that Minister Farrakhan got on their back. He hit the truth. Today, it ain't Miami that's the heat. It's that heat coming out of the mouth of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on the backside called truth. So that one, they can't get that small-time stuff over on him. He've explained his stuff away to what happened with Malcolm, and he admitted as to how we were used in the atmosphere, unknowing that J. Edgar Hoover had the plan he had. So we're done with that, brother. He will never be called to account on the death of Malcolm. You got to take that to the White House, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, let me hold my peace. Okay. That question. I'm telling you, I did. It's not tonight. It's not the night. Okay. Sister Nia says, why do we move out of the black community and get a 30-year mortgage instead of using those monies to purchase in our own communities and build them up?
That, you know, in one sense, I can say to my sister that that is a good question, you know, and many of our people who do that is not probably as conscious as she is, you know, and those of us who are conscious, you know, it is our job, it is written that we are to build the wasted city.
That's
right. You know, now is the best time for that because we are watching in all of urban cities throughout America. At one time, Caucasians had took flight out of the inner cities of America as a result of the time, as a result of high gas prices. Now, many of them have come back into the urban cities of America and are buying. See, we thought one time that it was cool to live next to white people because it is written in the Bible, what do the children of Israel want? What do the slaves want? And it is written in the Bible to Pharaoh that they want to share in your wealth and they want nearness to you.
That's right.
You. So now, as the white man or the rich man is dying and the inner cities are dying, now look at Detroit, Michigan. Detroit is the city that affectionately wear mosque number one, where now God has intervened and we have an opportunity to build wasted cities like Detroit, like Philadelphia, like New Jersey. Now, those of us who are conscious, we should start buying up properties. We should start renovating these properties and make them useful, see? So now is the time. What people did yesterday, that shouldn't worry us. What we have them to do in the future, now we have to say, can you see? We need you now in the inner city. Can you see these big houses in the urban city? They look dilapidated, but now you can come in and get them for a cheaper price and refurbish them. So let's not worry about what somebody did yesterday. Let's get them the truth of the hour. Let's get them the time and what must be done. The time and what must be done now is we got to get them who went out to look in again. Come and take a look again, see? And I think this is the time to do that. Not to worry about why they did it, but let's get them to look back into the inner city. Inner city now is so ready. But I'm saying this to the members of the Nation of Islam. It is our job to build the wasted city. And why? Many of our people will return back to them. So that's my answer to that, and that's a good question. Sister, thank you for the question, but let's get busy building the wasted city. I'm talking about members of the Nation of Islam and conscious black people who love and are influenced by the teachings of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Let's get behind him and rebuild what our enemy have destroyed.
Okay. I have to make my word, Bob. Brother Easter asked the question. This is the last one, I promise. He says that is it still a belief among us that America will suffer literal destruction by the mother plane? And if so, should we be seeking an exodus and a political nation? So that's the last question for tonight.
Well, a couple of answers to that. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is also a warner. He's a warner to the government of America and the government of the world. Well, if America heeds the warning, and it don't seem like she will, but if she do,
go ahead,
she may be given an extended time. So it is his job to warn America of her wicked ways that she may repent for her wrongdoings to black people in America and throughout the diaspora of this world. She has a small window of opportunity to escape these said, literal destruction by Allah. And that mother plane, that wheel, will go into action. We don't know when. See? But we ought to continue to work while it's daylight. Because there's a time coming where no man will work. So we can't sit back and wait on some destruction. We got to continue to build. We continue to try to advance. We got to continue to prepare ourselves and sharpen our nation-building skills. It may happen tomorrow. It may happen 10 years from now. It may happen 100 years from now. But we are not to sit up under a tree of shade. We want America to be destroyed. She can be destroyed in a couple of ways. See? Fall can be our rise. See? So all we got to do is build where he's failing. And Allah may spare the whole country. I don't know. That's up to Allah. But yes, sir, we still believe that if America do not repent, Allah God will utterly destroy her. It is written in scripture. Ain't going to be no terrorists. The members of the Nation of Islam ain't strapping on no bombs. We don't carry weapons. We carry not even a pen knife. We are no match for the enemy and his weapon, but the God that we boast in. Oh, my God. He is no
match for
our God, brother. He is no match for that mother wheel that's sitting miles outside of the Earth's atmosphere. Maybe. We don't know where it is. It can be where it want to be. It has 1,500 bomber planes on it. And when those bomber planes go to work, there will be no help for America. And those of us who keep the faith, we will escape the destruction. But that is not something we pray for, brother, because many of us are trying to save our families. I don't pray for the destruction of America right now. I pray that God will give us an extension of time that we can save as many of our people and keep them from going down with this enemy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Again, if you want to continue with your questions, you can tweet Brother Tony at BROTONYMUHAMMAD on Twitter. You can tweet Student Minister James Muhammad at JM Region, REGION, the number 7, Helper, HELPER. Thank all of you so very much. I'm so humbled by your zeal and your participation tonight. Thank you, Student Minister Tony, for working overtime with us. I know Student Minister James has gotten
quite used to it
by now, but every now and then we have a tendency to run over, but we try to accommodate our listening audience. For all of you in the chat room, thank you. So sorry you couldn't get your messages through chat. I understand that it's full, and thank all of you so much for all of you who joined us by telephone as well. Thank you for your love and support, and I'm going to run through the announcements right quick. Join us tomorrow for Young, Gifted, and Black. We have music from new hip-hop artists from the members of the Nation of Islam. Join us on Sunday as Brother Vernon will host No Romance Without Finance at 6:30 p.m. Central, and he's going to be talking about how the FOI can financially prepare for marriage during their courtship. And on Monday, join us at 8 p.m. Central with Brother Kareem Muhammad. He has a topic called What's Love Got to Do With It? Can't wait to hear what that's about. On Tuesday, join us for Out on the Front Line with the Fruit of Islam, hosted by Brother Jihad Muhammad out of Atlanta, Georgia at 8 p.m. Central. On Wednesday, join us for DJ Black Caesar and Friends. That's our hip-hop comedy show. Starts at 7 p.m. Central. On Thursday, I will be back at 8 p.m. Central with Dr. Randy Short of Washington, D.C., as he talks about the sterilization of the black woman in America and all over the planet Earth, methods of birth control pills that are killing our people. And on Friday, of course, we'll be right back here with Student Minister James Muhammad Brother put on the New Man Our Live Study Group. Thank you all once again. Brother Minister Tony, it has been a pleasure as usual, a delight as usual, and we thank you and we honor you, sir, for honoring us with your presence and with your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and under the leadership of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We thank you, sir, and we don't take you for granted. So this moment and all the moments are very precious and dear to us. And Student Minister James, what else can I say to you besides I love you so much and thank you for being a wonderful and gracious host and a wonderful brother minister and friend and my Wiley, and he spanks me when I act up, and that's okay. And as always, Brother Kareem, thank you for your love and support. That's my backbone right there. He's always there. And thank you, Brother Eddie, for calling in and listening, and he's been there the whole time. So thank all of you so much. And I will let Brother James close us out this evening.
Well, I think you said it all there, sister, in closing. And again, I'm just so full of gratitude, first and foremost, to Allah and for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and for this wonderful format, and especially to our beloved listening and participating audience, both on the telephone and online. We promise you, with the help of Allah, that we will have our brother back again very soon. We can't get enough of you, dear brother, and your expression of the message. So be prepared. We're not going to wear you out because I know you got a lot more, as they say in the ring. But thank you, Brother Student Minister Tony.
Okay. My pleasure. Thank you.
All praises due to Allah. Listen, dear family, as we close, we appreciate all of your questions, and we appreciate what you think and the positions that you take. Keep your eye on the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I know that many of you may not understand exactly what he is doing and why he is doing it, but he speaks very plainly, and it is his responsibility given to him by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad to get us across the river of trial, the river of destruction, the river of blood and pain on his shoulders. And when he gets to the other side, he will say, he won't say, look what I have done. He will say, look what Allah has done, because he is a very, very humble brother. Keep your eyes on the main. Thank you, and may Allah bless you all with a wonderful night, hoping to hear from you again next week. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Assalamu alaikum, Student Minister Tony. Yes, sir. One nation, one love. Good night, y'all.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.